It's 8:38. So let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Gene Rigglesworth. He is the Ingham County Sheriff on the other end of our line. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to get your take on a new bill that was co-sponsored by Senator Rick Jones and signed into law by Governor Rick Snyder, which will allow city jails to charge prisoners when they have stays there. I know the county's been doing this for a while, right?
We have, yes, for almost 20 years, I think.
How does that work?
Well, basically, when they're booked in, you charge them for every day's stay. And that's easy to say, but the downside is trying to collect the money. And the clientele you get in jail for most cases, is people that have limited ability to pay those kind of things. And as a result, the expectation was much higher than the result.
But I would imagine this going on their credit for the ones who do care, that's something they have to take care of.
Well, in theory, yes, but some people don't care about their credit, and the people that are indigent, it's irrelevant to them as anyhow. So, we billed roughly $3 million last year and only collected about $53,000. So, I mean, it's the old, you can't get blood out of a turnip theory.
Holy cow, that's a lot of billing and little in return. And you think this
Exactly. So I think $53,000 isn't pocket change. Let me tell you, we'll take $53,000, but I think the cities will experience a similar circumstance. You'll bill for everyone, but collect from few.
Do you think it's a waste of time?
I wouldn't say a waste of time. No, I mean $53,000 pays for a number of things that in anybody's budget.
How many prisoners do you currently have in the jail?
Well, a little over 500. We'll book in this year 12,000 people, something like that.
You know, Sheriff, I recently read an article online that talked about a lot more prisoners, a lot more of these prisoners who are on probation are being sent back to jail. Have you seen an uptick in the people in your jail?
Well, you certainly do get a number of frequent flyers. I don't know if I can give you a stat on probationers, because I'm not sure we keep that as a specific statistics. But you do get a number of people that seem to dominate your time, and that would be true in any jurisdiction. There, small percentage of criminals that commit a vast majority of the crime, and that's the problem.
How goes the budget process in the next budget for you?
Well, we've just really got into that. We just submitted it last week. I don't know that the county is in any better financial position than it was a year ago. I mean, money's still tight. Taxes, property taxes are still dropping. So I suspect it's going to be a dogfight again this year to try to survive.
Can you tell us what you submitted?
Oh, geez. Don't have to. Two-inch thick document.
Mm.
If they want cuts at the sheriff's office, so I mean, we've been cut so severely in the last 3 years that if they want more, it cuts of any significance in the event, it's going to involve closing another part of the jail.
Sheriff, was what you submitted equal to last year, less than, or more than?
More than, mm-hmm. Because the incremental costs go up. You know, your costs for doing business, costs for gas, costs for labor, all those things go up. So even if you don't do anything different this year, it's going to cost you more next year.
All right. I wanted to just get your take on a final item. This was a Facebook post that I saw, and I want to get your take on this. I'll read it. It says, totally traumatized by the day, our sweet dog Chloe was attacked by two pit bulls and a German Shepherd Saturday. She came out of surgery today with one less kidney and a very critical 24 to 48 hours as we monitor her infections. This is the third time that these dogs have attacked a local dog, and the police in this community refuse to confiscate the dogs. Isn't there a law to protect us and our pets? Please pray for Chloe. This is a community up north. Just wanted to get your take on it. What happens if this would happen in Ingham County?
Well, that's probably more of a question for animal control. I have to admit I'm not probably on top of the animal control laws, but I would think that if you got, first of all, these dogs shouldn't be running loose. I know that's a law. So that's one issue that could get the dogs locked up. But the other is if they're continuing to be predators, clearly if they're a menace to the neighborhood, you can take them and I think eventually get them destroyed.
In this community, the folks who own this dog were told that because of budget cuts, it's something that they can't investigate. And even if they did confiscate the dogs, they didn't have the funding or the place to be able to put them. Is that something you think could be a challenge?
Well, I think animal control has got a place to put them, and I'm not speaking for them, but they seem to do a pretty good job taking care of those kind of issues. I can't speak for another community what their resources are, so I'm kind of at a disadvantage here, Tony.
All right. We've been talking with Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Thanks so much, sir. We'll talk with you again soon.
Have a good day, Tony.
844 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 70 degrees.